Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Thursday, December 8th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and the Spirit of Ukraine have been named as Time Magazine's Person of the Year for 2022 in recognition of the country's heroic response to the Russian invasion. In his introduction, Time Editor-in-Chief Edward Felsenthal described this year's selection as the most clear-cut in memory, praising Zelensky for galvanizing the world in a way we haven't seen in decades. For proving that courage can be contagious as fear, for stirring people and nations to come together in defense of freedom, for reminding the world of the fragility of democracy and of peace, Volodymyr Zelensky and the Spirit of Ukraine are Time's 2022 Person of the Year, Felsenthal announced. On Monday, Zelensky was also named Person of the Year by the UK's Financial Times newspaper. The 44-year-old former actor, comedian, and writer became President of Ukraine in 2019. Polish President Andrzej Duda is set to meet Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya and other members of the Belarusian Democratic Opposition today at the Belvedere Palace in Warsaw. Jakub Kulmok, a spokesperson for the Office of International Policy of the President of Poland, described the meeting as a demonstration of Poland's clear support for the rights of Belarusian women and men to live in an independent and democratic country. According to Kulmok, Poland is concerned about the Russian military presence in Belarus and the unprecedented repressions to which the Belarusian society is subjected. Poland itself, Kulmok noted, is also home to thousands of Belarusians who have fled persecution. Similar to last year, Duda will meet with Tsikhanouskaya and the leaders of Democratic Belarus, the Belarusian diaspora in Poland, and representatives of Polish-Belarusian groups. The Polish Central Bank's Rate-Setting Monetary Policy Council left interest rates unchanged on Wednesday, keeping the reference rate at 6.75%. The panel earlier delivered a string of rate hikes in an effort to contain surging consumer prices. In September, the Monetary Policy Council raised key interest rates for the 11th consecutive time in a bid to tame inflation. The reference rate at the time went up by 25 basis points to 6.75% from 6.50% amid rising inflation. Inflation in Poland hit 17.4% last month, according to a flash estimate by GUS, Poland's National Statistics Office. The World for Ukraine Summit, an international event that brings together business people and politicians to discuss key needs and opportunities to help rebuild Ukraine, kicked off in Rzeszów yesterday with speeches by Ukrainian mayors on the front lines of the war with Russia. The event offers an opportunity for mayors from 27 different Ukrainian cities to meet and network with local government officials from Poland, Germany, and France, along with members of the international donor community. Ukraine's Defense Minister Oleksiy Reznikov, the director of the Global Empowerment Mission Michael Caponi, and Lviv Mayor Andriy Sadovy are all expected to attend. The World for Ukraine Summit 2022 will run until Thursday, December 9th. For more information and a link to a live stream of the main program, visit their conference website at w4ua.com.
The weather.
Today will be cloudy and cold with a good chance of snow showers throughout the day and winds coming in from the south and later west. Temperatures will be slightly colder than yesterday, with a high of 1 degree centigrade or 33 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to a low of negative 3 degrees centigrade or 26 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Slightly warmer weather and clearer skies are expected tomorrow, with a chance for more snow returning over the weekend. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.